Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brachos Daf Nun Vov. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin at the very top of Daf Nun Vav, but before we begin the Gemara, we must point out that, as we mentioned in our previous Shiur, we're in the middle of a long sugya dealing with the topic of dreams. In this case, we have some markings that we want to draw your attention to. We look at the Mivneh heading on the side. You see a house shape and a dashed underline. These are Shnei Maisim, two incidents, Shel Mifgash Shalitim Im Rabosenu, where Gentile leaders meet up with our rabbis, B'sheila, with the question, Mai Chazino B'chamoi, what are we going to see in our dream? So, the first story, Amar Lei Kesar, the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Chananya. The Roman leader addressed Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanan and said, Amrisu de Chachmisu Tuva, you claim that you're very smart. Emoli, my Chazino Bechamoy, so you tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Amar Lei, Chazis de Meshachri Loch Parsoi, you're going to see that the Persians, with whom the Romans were striving or at war with one another. So Rabbi Yeshua plants this idea in his mind. You are going to see that in your dream that the Persians are going to take you away for avodas hamelech, for work, forced labor type thing, working for their king. V'garvi boch, v'rai boch, Shaktsoi b'chutru d'dava. They're going to collect or take from you and draw you to lead or to shepherd unclean animals, unkosher type animals, with a golden rod. Here at Kulayoma, the Kesar thought all day about this, and Ulurto Chaza, and at night he in fact saw that very thing. Omar Le Shavur Malka Lishmuel. Here we turn to now the Persian Empire. And the Persian monarch Shavur Malka says to Shmuel, Amrisu de Chachmisu Tuva, you claim that you're very smart. Emoli my Chazino Bechamoy. So tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. Omar Le Chosis, you are going to see Dosu Romoy, that the Romans are going to come, Beshavuloch, they're going to take you captive, Vitachmi Boch Kashaiso, Berechayo de Dava, and they're going to force you to grind. That's tachmis, to grind. Kashaisa are date pits with a golden grinder. Rechai is a grinder, dava, golden grinder. Here in Kuliyoma, he thought about that all day, ulu'urta chaza, and at night, in fact, he saw that. Now we have an incident. It's a fairly well-known story. And just take note of the fact this is a very, very long section, and we've used a long marking on the intermediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You'll notice we've written Bar Hadaya and encircled that and drawn a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this incident, and it goes till Amud Beis. You'll notice we have this drawn till the fourth line from the top of Amud Beis. We take a look at the side on in our topic heading, the Nosei, and we note this goes Adomid Beis, Maise im Bar Hadaya, Poser HaChalomos. This is an incident involving a gentleman by the name of Bar Hadaya, who was a dream interpreter, im Abaye Varova, and this involves Abaye and Rova. Just a side comment, bear in mind that we're dealing with Abaye and Rova are the greatest of their generation, and two of the greatest people of all time, let us put it that way. And they're consulting with this gentleman, Bar Hadaya, and you have to assume that there's some type of extraordinary level of knowledge or something else that draws these exceptionally great people to consult with this man, Bar Hadayah, who is a dream interpreter. What exactly is going on? What's the depth behind this? Is beyond, way beyond the purview of Gemara markings. But I think it's important to note that, to keep things in perspective, that we are dealing with the greatest of our people, and there are tremendous hints and things that are kept covered up. We refer to the mystical realm that is included in this particular story. So let us continue now in the Gemara with some awareness of markings and structure. You'll notice that we have triangles, and to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, you'll notice Roman numerals 1, 2, further down, and then 3. So on the side, under our Mivneh heading, we note Gimel Mifgoshim Shel Rava Im Bar Hadayah. There are three contacts, three meetings, or three general meetings that are which we'll use to break down this Gemara. So we now turn to the Gemara. Bar Hadayah, the firebox, indicates something, a name or a topic that will last for at least an omid of Gemara, and you can see that in fact a Bar Hadayah is appropriately marked thusly. Bar Hadayah Mifshar Chalmehave, he was a dream interpreter. Mandi Yoyev Le'agra Mifshar Le'malyusa, one who would give him would pay him for his services, so he would provide a positive interpretation. Uman de lo yohiv le agra mifshale le griusa, and one who would not pay him would receive a negative interpretation. Abai of Rava Chazal Chama, these two great rabbis saw dreams. Abai yohiv le zuza, v'Rava lo yohiv le. Abai paid and Rava did not. Now, once again, Rava we're putting in a triangle because this is the first stage or first set of encounters that involve Rava. At the second stage, Rava will appear on his own without Abaye, and in the third stage, Rava will appear, and you'll see there he will be paying money. At this stage, he is not paying money. The double underline that you see here, we indicate until Nun Zayin Amud Bay, so that this double underline will draw our attention for quite a while. Till Nun Zayin Amud Bay, it's a Simen Zeh Mesamin Masha Cholem Ro'eh. This is an introduction to what the person who is dreaming sees. So this indicates this marking indicates that which follows is the dream. So Amri Lei, they told Bar Hadayah, Akrinon B'chalmen, we were shown in a dream this pasuk, or we were told this pasuk in a dream. Shorcha Tavuach Leinecha V'lo Tochal. It might be noteworthy that many of these psukim are coming from Dvorim Chav Ches, which is the Tochecha, which is a section of the Torah that actually features curses. So this is what they were told in a dream. L'Rava Amale, so Rava was told, Bar Hadayah told him, Posid Iskecha V'lohani Loch L'meichal Mi'utzva D'Libach. Iskecha, like your business will fail, you'll have business losses, and you won't enjoy eating. You won't even want to eat. You'll lose your appetite. Mi'utz for the libach, because of the sadness of your heart. Labaye omale marvich iskoch. You're this very same. He heard the same pasuk, and he says, Baradaya tells him this signifies that your business will be very profitable. Velo ahani loch lemechal, and you'll have no real desire to eat. Meched for the libach, because of your extensive joy and preoccupation with enjoying your profits, you won't even think about eating. Omar Amrile, they told him, Akrinon, we were told in a dream, Bonim Uvonois Toilid, V'chule. And the end of the pasuk goes on to say, V'lo Yuloch Ki Yelchu Bashevi. The pasuk basically says that you'll bear boys and girls, you'll have these children, and they won't be for you because they will go into captivity. So L'Rava, remember, who did not pay, Omale Kibishusei, meaning taking the literal bad negative implication of the pasuk that they'll have children and they'll be taken into captivity. La Baye Omale Bincha Ubinos Bincha Vinosach nefishi, you will have a lot of children, uminsivan binson la'almo, and your daughters will marry out to other gentlemen, umedamian ba'apoch, and it will appear to you kedeko azlan b'shivya, being that they're taken away by their husbands, it will appear to you as if they're taken into captivity, meaning they're taken away from you. But that's positive. Another dream, Akrin, and we were told in the dream, bonechem nosechem nesunim la'am acher, that your sons and daughters will be given to another nation. Labaye omalei bincho binsoch nefishin. Abaye told the paying Abaye that your children will be great in numbers, and at amris lekrevoch, you will say that you want your children to marry members of your family, relatives like cousins, etc. Vehi omra, and your wife will say lekrevoch, and you'll have an argument with your wife. The achba loch, the yavis lahon, the kreva, and she will overrule you. She will overpower you, so to speak, and you will end up having your children married to her relatives. The havi ka'amacher, it's like another nation. The rova omalei, devisu shiva. So he told Rava that this pasuk signifies that your wife will die. The osu bone uvinse lidei itzo achriti, and the children that she had with you will be then given to another woman. In other words, Rava will marry another woman, and she will raise these children. The Omar Rava Omar of Yirmiyah Bar Av Omar Rav, my dichti bonecho v'nosecha nesunim lamacher. In fact, Rava quotes a drosha on this very pasuk, and he, Rava, said, "What does this pasuk represent? That your children will be given over to another nation? Zu eshes ha'av. This is a woman that marries the father, so that it's a it's not their mother; it's their father's new wife." And that's like an am acher, like another nation. Another dream, akrin b'chalmin, lech echol b'simcho lach mecha. Now, this pasuk is not from the Teuchecha, it's from Keheles, which the pasuk says, go and eat your bread with joy. So labai omale, marvech iskoch v'achlis v'shosis v'koris psuka mechad v'delibach. You will have a profitable business. You'll eat and drink and read psukim from a point of joy. The Rava Omale, on the other hand, to Rava he said, "Posid iskoch, your business will fail. Tachis v'lo achlis, you will slaughter animals, but you won't eat from them. V'shosis v'koris psuka lefkuche pachdoch, and you will drink and reap sukkim in order to diminish the your fear." Akrin, we were taught, zera rav totsi hasodeh, and the pasuk goes on to say umaat te'esof ki yachsalenu arbe. Now this pasuk goes back to the section of curses, and it says that you will have your fields will produce a lot of grains, but little you will be able to ingather because the locusts will deplete the crop. So Abaye Amalei Mereshe, to Abaye, so Baradaya told him, he said, well, it's the beginning of the pasuk that has significance, which says Zera Rav Totzi Yaseda, you will have a lot of grain produced. And Abaye Amalei Misefe, and as far as Rava, who was not paying, he said, Baradaya said, emphasize the emphasis in for you in your dream is the locusts will come and destroy your crop. Akrinon, we were taught in a dream, Zaysim yu loch b'chol gvulecha, and it goes on to say in the pasuk, v'shemen lo tosuch ki shal zaysecha. Pasuk says, again, in the Teuchecha, it's from the curses in the Sefer Dvarim, that you will have olives in all of your land. However, you won't be able to use their oil to smear their oil because the olives will fall off the trees. In other words, they'll produce a lot of olives, but you won't really come to use them. So, Abaye Amale Mereshe, as to Abaye, he said that the beginning of the pasuk is what is of significance, that you'll have a lot of olives. And about the Rava Amale Misefe, and to Rava, he said the end of the pasuk, that you won't reach a point where you'll achieve oil from your olive crop. Akrinan v'ra'u kol ami oretz ki shem Hashem nikra olecha v'yor'u mimecha. The Pasuk says that the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they will fear you. So, le Abaye, Bahadaya told Abaye, Abaye Omale, Nofik Loch Shma Deresh Misivdo Havis, your name will go out and become very popular, that you are the head of a Torah academy, a Torah a yeshiva, the Emoscha Naflis Balma, and your fear or your authority will become worldwide. The Rava Amalei, he told Rava, the Dina de Malka Isbar, the storehouse of the king will be broken into. Thieves will break into the king's storage house. The Umitfesis Beganvi, and you, Rava, will be sought by the police as a thief. V'dayni kule alma kavachomer minoch, and everyone will say, if Rava, if the great pious Rava is suspect as a thief, then what's with us? L'mocher isbar b'dayni demalka. In fact, the next day the king's storage house was broken into. The asu v'tafsile l'Rava, and they came and grabbed Rava. And the Bach adds a few more words here. The Bach in Ozbeis says v'tafsi l'Rava. Dochil kule alma, the entire community was fear-struck, the Amri, and they said, Rava isbis anan lo kol shekein. If Rava was taken as being suspect, then all the more so with regard to us. Amri lay, they told him, again, a new dream. They told Bar Hadaya that they saw in their dream, Chazon, we saw Chaso, lettuce, Alpum, Doni, at the edge of a barrel. So we saw lettuce at the edge of a barrel in our dream. Abaye Omale, Ayif Iskoch. Now lettuce, as is quite well known, is a vegetable that has lots of layers of leaves. We can say leaves are doubled over one on the other. So ayif iskoch, your profits will be will double kechasa, just like the leaves of the chasa are doubled one on top of the other. L'rova amale moru iskoch kechasa. Your Rava, who was not paying, he said your business will be bitter like the lettuce, certain types of lettuce are a bitter form, especially when we associate Moror of Pesach with the romaine lettuce. Amri lay, they told him, a new dream, Chazon, we saw, Bisra alpum doni, meat on the edge of a barrel. Labaye, Omale, to Abaye, who was paying, said, Bosim chamroch, your wine will be very sweet. The osu kule amu lemizvan bisra v'chamro minochen. Everyone will come to buy meat and wine from you. The rova amale tokif chamroch. Your wine will go sour. The osu kule amu lemizvan bisra lemechabe. And everyone will come to buy meat in order to eat meat prepared with vinegar. But you can see that the idea of Rava's wine going bad is what Abaradaya told Rava. Amri lay, they told him a new dream. Chazon chavisa de toli bedikla. We saw a barrel suspended in a palm tree. La Abaye omale madli iskoch kedikla, that your business will rise very high like a palm tree is very tall. La Rava omale choli iskoch ketamri. Your business will become very sweet. Sweet meaning to the public, in so far as your all of your merchandise will become very cheap and everyone will buy it, but you won't be making much by way of profits. The tamar is a date that grows on a palm tree, and it's a sweet fruit. So it's sweet in the eyes of the public, but not for you. Amri lay, they told him another dream. Chazon rumna de kadchi apun doni. We saw a rumna is a rimon, a pomegranate, sprouting from the edge of a barrel. So la abaye omale oshik iskoch rumna. Your merchandise will become very expensive, and it's expensive, but in the sense that people will pay a lot of money for your merchandise, just like a rimon is an expensive fruit. L'rova amale kovi iskoch karumna. The expression kovi, so Rashi alludes to this, and he says loshem kihui hakol yisneu. Everyone will hate it. In other words, people will despise your wares. And the kovi iskoch is an element that could be present in a rimon as well. So Omri Le, a new dream, Chazon Chavito, the Nofal Abira. We saw in our dream a barrel that fell into a pit. Labai Omale, Mitbei Iskoch, people will seek out your merchandise. Kid Omar, like people say, Nofal Pita Babira Velo Ishtakach. Is a saying that bread fell into the pit and couldn't be found. You know, people were looking and looking for it. Great demand. L'rova amalei posid iskoch, your merchandise will be at a loss. V'shadye lei labira, and it'll become worthless and it'll be thrown away into a pit. Amri lei, they told Bar Hadaya, chazinon bar chamra, dekoi a istan v'no air. We saw a chamor standing above our heads and braying. What does that represent? So La'abaye Omarle Malko Havis, you're going to be a leader. V'koi Amora Aloch, and an Amora, he is the gentleman that would publicize the lectures of rabbis. So just like the Amora is the one that speaks in a loud voice so that everyone can hear, that's the symbolism that was represented in the dream by the donkey braying. The Rava Omarle Peter Chamor Gohit Mitfilach. In the Tfilin, there are four parshios, and one of the parshios is V'hoyo Ki Yiviacha from Sefer Shmois, and in there, there's a posik that is written into the Tfilin, V'cho Peter Chamor Tivde Beseh. So, and Tfilin have to be complete, have to be, the text has to be perfect. So, he told Rava that the words Petach Hamor are Gohit, are missing from your Tfilin. Amalei, Lididi Chazilivi, say, so Rava says to Bar Hadaya, well, I saw the Tfilin, I saw the parchment in there, and it had Petach Hamor. Amalei, so Bar Hadaya says, Vov de Petach Hamor Vadai Gohit Mitfilach. The letter Vov in the word chamor of Peter chamor was definitely rubbed out. Now the Meforshim deal with this. So we take a look at the Rashi on the third line from the top, v'hu choser vov. And when it's written in the Torah or in the Tfilin, it's supposed to be written without a vov. Ubetfilin shel Rava kosvoi akosev mole. When they were preparing Rava's Tfilin, so they wrote the word chamor with a vov in it, and before continuing to the next letter, before continuing to a resh, so v'achakach mochako, and then they erased it, which is okay in terms of Hilchos Tfilin, which are very strict, but they erased it before they went on to the next letter, and we're explaining this Rashi based on the commentary of the Yavetz, and so his tefillin were actually kosher, but they were in their preparation. This happened. We continue in the Gemara, Lesof, and we. Going now to the second stage, the next encounter, the next set of encounters, but here it's between Rava on his own, and Abai is not in the picture. L'sof ozal Rava l'chudei l'gabei. Rava now went on his own to Bar Hadaya, and again a series of dreams. Amalei chazoi dosha baraisa denofal. I saw the outer door of my house that fell down. Amalei, so Bar Hadaya tells him, ishtecha shachva, your wife is going to die. And the Rashi explains, Itzoch Mesa, Rashi on the first narrow line of the other Rashi column, says, Hashomeris is Abayas, the woman, one's wife is, she guards, she cares for the house. And with the open door, so it's now open to anyone to come in, hence it's not guarded anymore, indicating that the guard of the house, the wife, the mainstay of the house, is going to die. Omale, So Rava tells Bar Adai Chazir, Kochi Vishini Dinosur, I see my teeth and molars that fell out. Amalei Bincha Uvinsach Shachvan, your sons and daughters are going to die. Amalei Chazoi Tarti Yoini Deparchon. He says, I saw two doves fly away. Amalei Trei Noshi Megareshes. You're going to divorce two women. The Yona, Rashi points out, is a bird, it's a dove, and it's associated with one's wife based on the pasuk that says Yonasi Tamosi. The Gemara continues, Omarle, Chazoi Tre Gargalidi Delifta, I saw two turnip heads. Omarle, Train Kufi Balas, you're going to absorb two blows. The Rashi says, Train Kufi Balas, Makas Makel of Berosho, you're going to absorb two blows on your head, kiroshe liftos, like the heads of these vegetables, a liftoff, that sometimes is translated as a turnip. Omale, so Ozal, we should continue on the Gemara, Ozal Rava, Hahu Yuma. So on that day Rava went, the Yosef Bey Midrashu Kuliyoma, and he sat in the base medrash all day. Ashkechano Tre Sagi Nahori Davu Kaminsu Bahadi Adadi, and he saw two blind individuals fighting with one another. Azal Rava Lifru Kinhu. Rava went to separate them. Umachuhu the Rava Tre, and they these blind men hit Rava two swipes. Dalu Limchuye Achriti, they raised their hands to hit him a third time. Omar Rava proclaimed, Mistai, that's enough. Train Chazoi, I saw only two. And referring to his dream where he said, I saw two Gargalidi the Lifta, two turnip heads. Lesof also Rava, now we're at stage three, and Rava comes again to Bar Hadaya, Vyohiv Le Agra, now he pays money. Omale Chazoi Ashisa Denofal, I saw a wall that fell down. The note on the side says, Yisod Lechomas Beso, the foundation of his house wall had fallen. Omale Nechosim Belon Mitzorim Konis. So Bar Hadaya tells him that this is a sign that you will acquire unlimited properties. Amalei Chazoi Apadno Dabaye Denofa V'Chasin Avke. Rava tells him, I saw the house of Abaye that fell down, and in many times when structures crumble, so they're covered. The debris is covered with dust. Amalei. So Bar Hadaya tells him, Abaye Shochiv. Abai will die, who misifte Asya legaboch, and his yeshiva, his Torah school, will be turned over to you. Amale, chazoi apadno didi denofil. I saw my house collapse. The osu kule alma shoku levinta levinta, and in my dream, I saw the community coming, taking away brick by brick. Amale, so Bar Hadaya explains, Shmaitzach Mivdaron Be'alma, your Torah teachings will be spread out throughout the world. Amale, Rava says, Chazoi Da'avka Reishi V'Nosar Mokri, I saw my head split open and my brains fall out. Amale, so Bar Hadaya says, Udra Mibe Sajinofik, that's a sign that your pillow is going to split open and the pillow filling will spill out. Omale Akriun Halelo Mitzro Bechalma. He says, in my dream, so I heard the reading of Hallel that we say on holidays. It's called Hallel Mitzro, the Hallel of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's associated with that which we say Pesach night. But that's the passage, or those passages, is what I heard in my dream. Omale Niso Mitzrach Shitloch. Hallel is associated with Nisim, with miracles that happen. So Bar Hadaya tells him that you're going to benefit from a miracle. Havekozu Bahadei Ba'arva. So one day Bar Hadaya was going to board a boat together with Rava. Omar Bar Hadaya realizes that Rava is with him. He says to himself, he says, Bahadi Gavra de Misrachish Leniso Lomali, why should I be with a person that is going to benefit from a miracle? In other words, he's anticipating that maybe the boat is going to sink and only Rava will be saved through a miracle and not Bar Hadaya. Bahadi de Konsolik, as he was going, Nofal Sifra Mine, a book fell out of Bar Hadaya's coat, And Ashkechei Rava found this book, V'chazer David Kosev Bey, and he saw, he opened it up and he saw it was written in this book, Kol HaChalomos Hochen Achar Peh. All dreams are determined by their interpretation. In other words, whatever the interpretation is that's given for the dream, that's what will be. Omar Rava, upon discovering this, said, Russia, you wicked man, B'didoch Kaimo, it was all up to you, the Tsa'artan Kulehai, and you pained me so much. As all the stories above, you can see where Bar Hadaya, because he didn't get paid from Rava, he gave him all those negative interpretations. However, Rava says, Kulu Machil Noloch, I can forgive you for all of them, Bar Mi Barti de Rav Chista, with the exception of the interpretation that you gave concerning the death of my wife. Notice we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the text, and you can align this with the arrow above, and that's where you saw him say explicitly, Ishtecha Shofa. It's true that even above, in some of the previous interpretations, Baradai indicated the death of Rava's wife, but here you can see it quite clearly. But what's very, very interesting and deserves a great deal more analysis is that Rava was willing to forgive him for all the other things, and amongst the other things were he said that your sons and daughters are going to die as well. So on a very superficial level, and maybe it's too superficial, but we'll take our chances anyway and say you can see from here the tremendous bond that Rava must have had with his wife. His wife, by the way, was the daughter of Rav Chista. And, you know, we've seen there's a reference to this type of bond. The most famous story, possibly, is Rabbi Akiva and his wife, where Rabbi Akiva attributes all of his Torah learning to his wife, where he tells his students, Sheli v'shel shelachem shelah. Maybe there was some type of similar bond here, where Rava felt such a debt and so bound and grateful to her that this is the one thing he could not forgive. And as a result of this, he also curses Bar Hadaya. Yehi Rava, it should be like the Yehi Rava is Yehi Ratzon. It shall be the will of heaven. The Limsar Hu Gavra. That he, meaning Bar Hadai, should be given over to a government that will have no mercy on him. Omar, now Bar Hadai, upon hearing this curse, says, "My Aved, what am I going to do now? Gemiri, we have a tradition, the Kilas Chochem, the curse of a sage, afilu b'chinam hiba, even if it's for no reason, even if it's baseless, it will come to be." And the kol shekein Rava de bedino kolayin, and all the more so in the case of Rava, that he has all the right to curse. It's not his klola would not be a kilulas chinam, but it's based on. In fact, I gave these negative interpretations when I didn't have to. Nothing forced me to give them. Omar, so Bar Hadaya continues, and he says, "Ekum v'igli, I'm going to get up and go into Golus, Igli Golus. I'll make myself into a refugee. The Amamar Golus Mechaperes Avon. Being sent into exile, I'm going to exile myself. That exile atones for sin. Kom Goli Lebe Romoi." So he went to Rome. Ozal Yosef Apisha de Reish Turzina de Malka. And Bar Hadaya sat by the entranceway of the Turzina. This is a Shomer Oitzer HaMelech. He's a person in charge of the king's storage facilities. So Bar Hadaya is now found by the house, by the entrance to the house of the king's, the guard of the king's Oitzeras, his storage facilities. Reish Turzina Choza Malka. This official saw a dream. Now we have another marking, diamonds. These are divrei on the side under our mivne heading. We indicate the diamonds are divrei horesh turzino lebar adaya. These are the resh turzino's comments to Bar Hadaya. So amalei chazoi chilmo, I saw in my dream the ayil machto beetzboisi, that a needle pricked or entered my finger. Amalei. So Bar Hadaya says, "Havli zuza, pay me a zuz." A zuz is a coin. "Velo yohavle," but the Reish Turzina did not pay. "Lo amar le velo midi." Bar Hadaya remained silent. Omale chazoi de nofal tichlo betartin etzbasi. He says, I saw a worm enter two of my fingers. Omale havli zuzi. So Bardai says, pay me. Velo yoevle, velo omale. Well, he didn't pay, and he, Bardai, remained silent. Omale chazoi de nofal tichlo bekuli yoda. He says, I saw worms, the Bar Resh Tuzina says, I saw worms enter my entire hand. Omarle, nofal tichla bekulu shiroi. So here, Bar Adaya speaks up and says, worms have infested all of the king's shiroi, sometimes it's translated as silks, let's say his wardrobe. So that the king's wardrobe is infested with worms. Shami Beimalka, the household of the king got wind of this, got word of this. The Asua Lereish Turzina, and they hauled in the one in charge, the guard, in other words, the Reish Turzina. He was in charge of the king's storage facilities, and now the wardrobe of the king is infested with worms. They summoned him in order to execute him. Amale, the Reish Turzino says, Ano amai, why me? Aisu lahai to have it yodav lo amar. Why not summon summon Bar Hadaya, who knew about it and didn't say anything? Aisu le Bar Hadaya. So they summoned Bar Hadaya. Amrile, they told him, and here the Gemara is terse, but it will just assume that the entire story was revealed to the Bey Malka, to the king. And the entire story involved Bar Hadaya remaining silent because he wasn't getting paid for his interpretations, and in effect withholding knowledge. So Amrile, they told him, Amtu Zuzo Didoch, because of your coin that you didn't receive, Horvu, continuing at the top of Omid Beis, Shiroi de Malka, the king's wardrobe, all of his coats were destroyed. So that's a major offense. This silence of Bar Hadaya. Kafisu train arze bechavla. So we're now going to witness the execution and the awful method that they employed to execute Bar Hadaya. They took two arze, or two cedar trees, two trees, and they bent them, so that the trees are now close to one another, and there's a great deal of tension because they're bent toward one another. So they tied the two trees together to maintain this tension. Now, Osur Chad Kare L'Chad Arza, they then tied one leg of Bar Hadaya to one tree, the Chad Kare L'Chad Arza, and the other leg to the other tree, V'Shoru L'Chavl, and then they cut the rope that was keeping the trees together, and the intense pressure, they're springing back to their original position, resulted adit stalik reshe, until he was split till his head. Ozal kalchad v'chad v'kom aduchtei, each tree eventually resumed its position, the itstalik v'nofel betrain, and he, Bar Hadaya, was split in two. As we continue in the Gemara, we have a new marking, and under our Nosei Mivne, in the outside margin, you can see the bowtie shape appears. Shnei Maisim Shel Chaloimos U Pisronam. These are two stories, two incidents involving dreams and their interpretations. Shoal Ben Doma Ben Achosu Shel Rabbi Shmuel Es Rabbi Shmuel. The nephew of Rabbi Shmuel's name is Ben Doma, the son of Rabbi Shmuel's sister, asked his uncle, Rabbi Shmuel, Ro'isi shnei luchayai shenoshu. I saw my two jaws fall out in a dream. Omar, so Rabbi Yishmael explained, shnei gedudei romi yatzu alecha ra. Two Roman forces had schemed evil against you, umesu, and they died. And so you're saved. Omar le bar kapara le Rebbe. And maybe we should have said earlier, but realize that these dreams and each representation is something that is beyond the scope of our shir in terms of interpreting what the depth of each one of these, you know, how do jaws relate to the two Roman forces, but being that having been said, you can always look into more commentaries to see some deeper meanings. However, in this case, Rashi at the top, Yatzu Lecharo, it's the scheming, the planning of these two Roman gedudim, these two Roman forces, in scheming, they talk to one another, they communicate, and Veim Halachoyayim, that's the reference to the jaws, Pesh Yatzu Lecharo, the mouth that schemed against you. Continuing in the Gemara, Omele Bar Kapora Le Rebbe, Ra'isi Chotmi Shenoshar. I saw my nose fell off. Omele Charon Af Nistalek Mimcha. Charon Af is a reference to wrath. The same word for nose is Af, and for wrath, the same word af is applies to nose and wrath. So the falling off of the nose is the departure of the wrath that was upon you. Amale ro'isi shnei yodai shenechtechu. I saw my two arms cut off in a dream. Amale. So Rebbe tells him, lo titzorech lemaisi yodecha. It's a very good thing. You won't need to work anymore. You won't need to use your hands for income. You'll achieve money and sustenance without working. And hands are associated with work, with production. Amale Bar Kapara says, "Ra'isi shnei raglai shenikta'u." I saw my two legs cut off in a dream. Amale al susata rochev. Oh, that's a good sign. You're going to be riding on a horse. You won't need to walk anymore. Chazoi de amri li. I saw in my dream that I was informed in my dream the following. Ba'adar Mises v'nisan lochazis, that he's going to die in the month of in Adar, which is the name of a month, and he won't see the next month, namely Nisan. Omarle, so Rebbe says, Ba'adrusha Mises, you're going to die with great honor, v'lo osis lidei nisan, and you won't come to being to temptation. The word Adar, which is the name of the month, is associated with Hadar, which is glory and honor, and Nisan, which is the name of the month, is associated with Nisan, temptation. So you will be spared of temptation. Omalei Hahu Tziduki the Rabbi Shmuel. Ro'isi Shani Mashke. Now, we should point out, by the way, that this encounter between the Tziduki and Rabbi Shmuel lasts quite a few lines, and we've indicated this with our long marking, the Tziduki encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Mora text with a descending vertical dash line. So, Omalei Hahu Tziduki the Rabbi Shmuel. Ro'isi shani mashke shemen lezeisim. I saw myself using oil to water my olive trees. Amale, that's a sign bo al imoi, that you had relations with your mother. The Rashi offers a little more explanation and says imo bo al dumyo de shemen shu besoch hazayis. The oil is within the olives. Hishko esimo, so Hishko he had intimacy, so he released fluid into his mother, just like the olive oil is inside the olive. Omale, the Tzeduki says, Chazoi de kotif li kochva. I saw myself plucking out a star from the heavens. Omale bar Yisrael ganafta. You kidnapped a Jew. The Jewish people are compared to the stars. So you plucked away a star, like you plucked away, you kidnapped a Jew. Omale, Chazoi de Balasi, Le Kochva. I saw myself swallow a star. Omale, so Rabbi Shmuel answers the Tzeduki. The Tzeduki, we should have pointed out, there's some Gersos that suggest it's a goy, it's an idol worshiper. Whatever the case, whether it's Tzeduki or idol worshiper, they represent a negative person, and he is sharing his dreams with Rabbi Shmuel, who is interpreting each one. So the last one that we had was he saw himself swallow a star. Amale bar Yisrael zavante ve'achlis l'dame. You sold a Jew. It could very well be that after kidnapping a Jew, you sold him, and then you consumed the money that you got from it. You used up the money. Amale chazoi eini tenashkon adodi. I saw my eyes maybe a situation very seriously cross-eyed, where these two eyes were kissing one another. Omalei bo al achosa. That's a sign that you had relations, you had intimacy with your sister. Omalei chazoi denashki siara. Saw myself kissing the moon. Omalei bo al ashes Yisrael. That's a sign that you had relations with a married Jewish woman. Omalei, the Tzaddiki says, Chazoi de darifna betuna de asa. I saw myself grinding in the shade of a myrtle bush. Omalei bo al naro hamurasa. The myrtle bush is symbolic of a marriage. So Rabbi Shmuel says you had intimacy with a betrothed maiden, with a girl that's in effect married to someone else. Omar le chazoi tuna me'eloi v'hu mitatoi. I saw a shade above me and it was below me. Omar le, so Rabbi Shmuel says tevsuki mishkovcha hafuch. You had intimacy in a reversed position. Omale chazoi urvi dehadri lepuryei. I saw ravens flying above my bed. Omale ishtecho zinsa me'anoshim harbe. That's a sign that your wife had immoral relations with many other men. Omale chazoi yoni dehadri lepuryei. I saw doves flying above my bed. Omale noshim harbe timesa. You have defiled many women. Omale chazoi denoket trei yoni uparchan. I saw in my dream I was holding two doves and they fluttered away. Omale tarti noshi nasvis upatrasinun below get. That's a sign you married two women and you released them without a divorce document. The Meforshim analyze here a little bit that if we are using the girsa that this is a goy in the story, the din of a get of a divorce document really isn't a factor. But nevertheless, the Meforshim say that if it's a goy, even a Gentile, even a goy, an idol worshipper, when he releases his wife, there is a method of releasing, and he didn't employ that method. Omalei chazoi. So the Tzaduki says, I saw in my dream the Kalifna Bay that I was shelling or peeling eggs. Omalei shachvi ka mashlichis. You are disrobing the dead. In other words, they're stealing clothing from the dead. Omalei, the Tzaduki says, you want to know, kulu isnehubi, everything you said is true, they're all in me, I've done all of those things. Bar meha, the lesson, with the exception of being a stripper of the dead. Well, is that really so? Adahachi fahachi, asya hai itza. In the meantime, a woman enters, the omra lay, and she turns to the Tzaduki and says, Hai glima demachsa, the cloak that you are covered in, knows the clothing you're wearing, de gavro plonihu demis, they belong to so and so who died, va'ashlachti, and you stripped him of his, you stripped this dead man of his clothing. So here was testimony that even that last point that the Rebbe Yishmael had told the Tzaduki was accurate. Omalei, the Tzaduki says, chazoi de amri li, I saw in a dream, or I was told in a dream, the following. Shabbat loch avuch nichsi bekaputkia. Your father, upon his demise, left for you property in Kaputkia. Kaputkia is the name of a place. So Rabbi Shmuel now analyzes. Omale isloch nichsi bekaputkia. Do you have property in Kaputkia? Omale love. No, I don't. Question. Ozal avuch lekaputkia. Did your father ever travel to Kaputkia? Omalei love. No, he was never there. Im kain. So if that be the case, so Kaputkia, the word, the name Kaputkia, can also be broken down into two parts. Kafa, Beka. Kafa is Kishura, is a beam. The word Kafa is a beam. Beka, the second part of the word, is 10. Like the word decimal. Beka, same root, indicating something to do with 10. Zeal, chazi, kofa de reish asara. Go count to the tenth beam in your roof. Shehi malei azuzi, and you'll find there it's filled with coins. Ozal ashkach shi malei azuzi. He went and found, in fact, the tenth beam was filled with coins. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Here we have a number of other things that one might see in dreams. Haroya be'er b'chalom, if one sees a well, a live spring in his dream, roya shalom, it's a sign of his seeing peace. Now we have a little numbering system here, and you can see 1, and the next line a 2, and the following line 3, different opinions as to what the be'er, this live spring, represents. So the first opinion says it represents peace. He will see peace. Shenemar vayachbru avdi Yitzchok benach v'imtzu shom be'er mayim chayim. And the Marsha explains that this incident involving Yitzchok and digging wells, as you may be familiar with, he, Yitzchok, had a great deal of strife with Avimelech, and especially Avdi Avimelech, regarding ownership of different springs. When this incident took place, when that's featured in this pasuk, that he had been successful in digging this spring and did not encounter any further contesting, and hence it's a sign of peace. Rabbi Nosson Omer, the seeing of a spring in one's dream is Motzot Torah. It's a sign of finding Torah, success in Torah. Shenemar ki motzi motzo chayim. And the spring is associated with what we call a be'er mayim chayim. It's a live spring, and Torah is associated with chayim, with life. So the pasuk says in the context of Torah, ki motzi motzo chayim uksiv hocha be'er mayim chayim. In the context of a bor, of a spring, it's referred to as a live spring. So Torah, which is called Chayim, can be the what's being symbolized by the Be'er, which is referred to using the term Chayim. A third pshat, Rava Omar Chayim Mamish, that one who sees a spring in his dream, it's a sign that he will enjoy, he will have life, literally. Omar Rebbe Chonon, Shalosh Shlomos Hain. There are three types of dreams, or three items that a person might see in a dream that signify peace. Nohor, Tzipor Ukdera, a river, a bird, and a pot. Nohor, and all of these things, these three items are associated with psukim that contain the concept of peace. Nohor, Diftiv, Hinani, Nota, Eleho, Kinohor, Shalom. So you see Nohor associated with peace. Tzipor, Diftiv, Kitziporim, Ofois, Kain, Yogein, Hashem, Tzvokos. Here it has to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu hovering over the Jewish community to protect them, providing them with peace. Kedera, a pot, dichtiv, Hashem, tishpos, shalom lanu. The word tishpos is a word that's associated with the placing of pots. So you see tishpos, which is a pot-related verb, together with shalom, peace. Omer Rabbi Chanina, upegedera, she'en bo'boser. Rabbi Chanina qualifies the last example of the kedera as being a sign of peace, provided it has no meat in it. Because a pot with meat in it is actually of a negative nature. Shenemar, and here we'll cite a pasuk that shows that the pot with meat in it is a problem. The pasuk says, Vasher ochlu she'er ami ve'oyrom me'alehem ufor su ka'asher basir ukeboser besoch kalachas. So without giving a literal translation of the pasuk, just let us realize that it's a pasuk that foresees punishment and suffering. And in this pasuk, there's a reference to the seer and the basar. Basar betoch halachas is that's meat cooking in a pot. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now here we have a long marking, so take note of that on the side, the immediate right hand side of the Mora text. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's name is abbreviated with a descending vertical dashed line. And to the we also have shortly we'll see a series of triangles that appear. And so we glance at the Mivneh heading that we have on the side. Sidra Shel Chalomos, we'll see a series of different dreams. Shaharoya Oysom, that one who does see these things in his dream, Mumlots Ayadei Rabbi Shimon Levi, is recommended by Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lahashkim Lomar Psukim Misuyomim, to say, to recite certain verses, Kodim Shiakdemenu Posuk Acher, before another verse enters his mind. In other words, each one of these items have verses associated with them, one positive and one negative. So if you see these things in your dream, so say the positive verse before you come to say the negative one. The Marsha explains a little more on this topic, where this idea of verses coming to your mouth, we have learned in an earlier Gemara, is a person who wakes up and as he wakes up, he feels that he wants to recite a pasuk that's called a nevuah ketana, a small form of prophecy. So we continue with this section of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Omer Rabbi Shimon Levi, Horoya Nahar B'Chalom. You'll notice, by the way, the first three examples here were cited above as being three items that are sign of peace. So the Marsha explains that it's true they're a sign of peace, but there is a flip side to them. Therefore, to ensure that there'll be a sign of peace, say these verses. So the first three examples are, in fact, the Nohor, the Tzipor, and the Kedera, which correspond to those things mentioned before. And the Marshal's point is that it's not likely that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is arguing with what was said before, but rather qualifying matters, saying that say these things so that you ensure that you'll have peace like they were represented above. So he says, Horoya Nahar B'Shalom, B'Chalom, he says, if you see a river in your dream, Yashkin V'Yomar, say the following. Hinani Noita Elel Kenahar Shalom, that's the pasuk that was positive. Kodem, and we've used a triangle to highlight the word Kodem, which is the introduction of the other pasuk that you should not come to say. Kodem Shiektemenu Pasuk Acher, before you would be motivated to say this pasuk, Ki Yovo Kenahar Tsar, which is, without translating the psukim in the context of our shiurim, we're not going to dwell on the literal translations of these psukim, but simply to point out that they are of a negative nature. Horot Tzipor Bahalom, Yashkin V'Yomar, one sees a bird in his dream, he should get up and say, Kitziporim Ofos Kein Yogein. This was the pasuk we saw cited above, which was the sign of peace, the protection of the Almighty. Say that pasuk, Kodim Shagdun Pasuk Acher, before you come to say, Kitzipor Nodedes Minokona, instead of talking about a bird that flutters away from its nest, which is negative. Horoya Kedera Bahalom, one sees a pot in his dream, Yashkin V'Yomar, you should get up and say, Hashem Tishbo Shalom Lanu, and again, this is the pasuk we saw quoted above, the sign of peace. Kodem Shandino Pasuk Ercha, before coming to say this pasuk, Shvois Hasir Shafos, and the context of that pasuk will represent that which is negative. Haroya Anovim B'Chalom, one who sees grapes in his dream, Yashkin V'Yomar Ke Anovim Bamidbar. Kodem Shechtemenu Pasuk Acher, before the following pasuk, which is negative, using grapes in its text, Ki Migefen Sdoim Gafnom Anovemu Inve Rosh. That is negative. Haroya Har B'Chalom, one who sees a mountain in his dream, Yashkin V'Yomar Ma Novu Al Harim Raglei Mevaser. If you see a mountain in your dream, so say this pasuk, which is a positive pasuk, Kodem Shechtemenu Pasuk Acher, before saying Al Harim Esau Bechi V'Nei. Here a reference to mountains in the context of cries and woe. Haroya Shofar B'Chalom, one who sees a shofar in his dream, Yashkin V'Yomar V'Hoyo B'Yomahu Yitoka B'Shofar Gadol, a pasuk associated with the eventually great day of redemption and gathering in of exiles. So say that pasuk, which is very positive, Kodem Shechtemenu Pasuk Acher, before saying this pasuk, Tiku B'Shofar B'Giva, and which is a pasuk in a negative context. Haroya Kelev V'Chalom, one who sees a dog in his dream, Yashkin V'Yomar L'Chol B'nei Yisrael Lo Yechretz Kelev L'Shono. This pasuk is in the context of the redemption, the exodus from Egypt, that they went out protected, and no dog even attempted to bite them. So that was a positive thing, and you see Kelev featured there. Kodem Shechtemenu Pasuk Acher, before coming to say this pasuk, V'Klovim Azei Nefesh, the Klovim are of a brazen nature. Haroya Ari B'Chalom, one who sees a lion in his dream, Yashkin V'Yomar, should get up and say, Aryeh Sho'ag Milo Yira, the roar of the lion, who will not fear, which is a pasuk referring to the Almighty and the fear that he casts on the world, which is a positive thing. Kodem Shechtemenu Pasuk Acher, before coming to say this pasuk, Allah Aryeh Misubcho, which is to be understood as a negative, a destructive force arising. Haroya Tiglachas B'Chalom, one sees a haircut in a dream. Yashkin V'Yomar Vayigalach Vayichalef Simlosov. This pasuk is a reference to the rising of Yosef from his being incarcerated and eventually becoming the leader of Mitzrayim. And he took a shave and changed his clothes, which is what's featured in the pasuk. So say that which is positive. Kodem shi'atim in a pasuk acher, before coming to say this, im galachti v'sarmi meni kochi. This is a pasuk in the context of Shimshon, who would, if he would have taken a haircut, he would lose his strength. It's something negative. Hora be'er b'chalom, one who sees a live spring in his room, yashkim v'yomar be'er mayim chayim. And we saw this pasuk quoted above as well. Kodem, so say that pasuk, the spring of water of life. Kodem shi'akdimenu pasuk acher, before coming to say this, kihakir bir meimeha, which is a pasuk in a negative context, which is referring to a spring. Haroya kona b'chalom, one who sees a reed in his dream. Yashkin v'yomar kona rotzutz lo yishover. The broken reed doesn't break. In other words, it's flexible, but that's a positive thing. It doesn't break. Kodem shechdemenu posuk acher, before coming to say this posuk, atohine botachta l'cho al mish'enes hakone harotzus, a reference to the Jewish people relying on alliances with other nations that are considered like shattered reeds, something that you can't support yourself on, something that is negative. We have a bracketed section after the brackets, and we have a little note indicating this, that after the brackets the Gemara will continue with the what one should say if he sees a particular thing in his dream. You can see a triangle appears afterwards signifying that. But before we get to that, let's now go through the bracketed section. Tana Rabbanan, Horeh kona b'chalom, one who sees a reed in his dream, yitzapeh l'chochma, he should look forward to wisdom. Shenemar kenei chochma. If a person sees konim, if he sees many reeds, yitzapeh l'bino, he should look forward to bina, wisdom, knowledge. Shenemar uvachol kinyon cho kenei bina. And kinyoncha is an expression associated with multiple kanim. There are different aspects when we talk about this chokhmah and bina, two different aspects of intelligence. So one is chokhmah and the other is bina. Omar Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera tells us the following four items: kora, kura, kira, kanya, kulu, malu, luchama. All of these are positive when you dream about them. A kora is a dalas, sometimes translated as a type of vegetation that's a pumpkin related or gourd related thing. Kura is the new growth, the fresh growth of a palm tree. We've had sugyas about this in the context of what bracha one makes on it and other references to the kura, but it's the fresh shoots from a palm tree. Kira is wax, and kanya is kona, a reed. They're all positive things in a dream. Tanya, ein maran deluin, dalas, which by the way was a kora we just had before, ein maran deluin elomishahu yore shamayim b'chol kocho. Rashi points out that the word, the deluim, which is a reference to this kind of vegetation, is a lashon of dolu einai lemorom, a pasuk indicating that I raise my eyes heavenwards, a sign of someone God fearing. Hora shor b'chalom, one who sees an ox in his dream, yashkin v'yomar b'chor shoro hodar lo, which is a positive pasuk, it's actually a blessing. Kodem shechmenu pasachir, before he comes to say this pasuk, ki yigach shor es ish, a reference to the goring ox. Tanu Rabbanan, chamishu dvarim nemru b'shor. There are five things that are said in the context of an ox, in all in the context of a dream. One who dreams, ha'oichel b'psor, that he's eating ox meat, misasher, a sign of wealth. Nokho, gored by the ox, havien lon bonim shemen nakhim b'torah. It's a very positive thing. So I have children that gore each other in Torah learning, so to speak. It's a symbolism of warring with each other in order to get to the truth in Torah. Nashcho, someone bit by an ox in a dream. Yisurin bolav, a sign of troubles coming upon him. Boato, kicked by the ox. Derech ruchoika nizdamnalo, he'll be cast on to a far away place, a long journey. Rachboi, oyle ledula, riding on the ox, a sign of rising to greatness. The Gemara asks, what Tanya, rochboi mace, riding with an ox is a sign of death. Lo kasha, ha de rochiv hu l'tura. One is where you're riding on the ox, ha de rochiv tura l'didei. That's a case. That's or the other case is where the ox is riding on top of him. One would assume that this is the sign of death. One who sees a donkey in his dream, he should look forward to salvation. Shnemar, hine malkech yavoloch tzadik v'nosha hu oni v'roichiv al chamor. A pasuk associated with the Moshiach, that he will come and ride on a donkey. So the Moshiach, which is the individual who will conduct the redemption, is associated with the donkey. Haroah chasul b'chalom, one who sees a chasul, often translated as a cat. Ba'aser de korulei shunra, if you are in a place that the chasul is referred to by the term shunra, nasis lo shira no'eh. So he will benefit by having pleasant songs. Shinra, nasis lo shinui ra. If it's spelled with a, it's pronounced with a yud, then it's a quite negative, a change for the bad. Haroah anovim b'chalom, one who sees olives in a dream, grapes in a dream. So it depends. Livonos, if they're white grapes, muscat maybe, is bain bismanum, bain shelo bismanum, yofos. Whether it's in season or not in season, it's a good sign. Shchoros, black grapes, bismanum yofos, if they're in season, it's a good sign. Shelo bismanum rois. If it's not in season, it's a bad sign. Horoesus, if one sees a horse. Well, it depends on the color. Lavon b'chalom, if he sees a sus, that's lavon in his dream. Bein benachas bein biraduf yafala, whether it's at ease or it's in a running form, it's a good sign. Adom, a red horse. So it depends. Benachas yaf, if it's at standing, though it's a good sign. Biriduf kasha, but if it's running, it's not a good sign. Haroah Yishmuel b'chalom, also nishmas. If one sees Yishmuel in his dream, so it's a sign that his prayers will be heard. V'davka Yishmuel ben Avram. That's a reference only to, specifically, to the son of Avram. Yishmuel, his name Yishmuel Keil, that the Almighty will hear your prayers. But it has to be that you saw the son of Avram in your dream. Avol Tayo be'almolo, but an Arab, a Staman Arab, just as the general Arab, might be a descendant of Yishmuel. That's not what is referred to over here. What it means exactly to see Yishmuel ben Avram in your dream is subject to interpretation. Does it mean seeing a person that is as identified as that in the dream, or does it see you see the name written out? Something to look into further. Haroah gomel b'chalom, one sees a camel in his dream. Misa nikvasalom in hashamayim v'tzilu mimena. He was deemed to be subject to death, death at the hands of heaven. Another heaven ruled that he should die. However, v'hitziluhu, that he was saved from it. The word gomel is an expression that could be like gemilut, that's something removed from. So he was saved from the ruling of death. Amar Rebbe Chamo, Rebbe Chanina, Maikra, what's the pasuk that Gomel is associated with salvation? So we have a couple of, we have two pshatim on this, two suggestions. One says, Vanochi ered imcha mitzrayim, Vanochi alcha gam olo. Notice the word gam olo is like the word Gomel. So that the pasuk says, I will descend with you to Mitzrayim, and I will also raise you from there. Rav Nachum Yitzchok Omar Mehocha, from the following, Gam Hashem he'evir chatoscha lo tamus. And you have gum, which is associated with a camel. Your sin will be removed, and you won't die. Haroah Pinchas b'chalom. If one sees Pinchas, Pinchas is either it's written out or it's the grandson of Aaron HaKohen. Pele naselo, something wondrous will happen to him, just like Pinchas experienced wondrous things in the Chumash. Haroah Pil b'chalom, plos naselo, one who sees an elephant in his dream, so wondrous things will happen to him. Many wondrous things. Pilim, so pile plos nasulon, amazing wondrous things will happen to him. The pil is in the singular, and pilim is in the plural. The Gemara asks, "Tanya kol mine chayos yofen l'chalom chutz min apil u'min akof." All kinds of animals are good in a dream, except for the elephant and a monkey. So it says clearly here that a pil is not a good sign. Lo kasha, there's no question. We continue at the top of Nun Zayin. Ha de misareg, ha de lo misareg. If it's saddled, So then it's a good sign. If the elephant that you saw in the dream is unsaddled, it's a bad sign. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.